between the soul and the body. And this is what happens during sleeping. And Allah Almighty very beautifully is directing us to that state when we sleep, and it is called the minor death. When we sleep, it is a minor death. Listen to this beautiful verse in Surah Al-Zumur, verse 42. Allah يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها. Allah Almighty is the one who takes the soul of those who die. That's very clear. والتي لم تمت في منامها. And Allah Almighty also takes the soul of those who are sleeping. فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت. ويقيم أخرى إلى أجل مسمى. Allah Almighty takes the soul of those who die, that's understood, and He takes the soul of those who are sleeping. فيمسك الذي قضى عليه الموت. The soul, the person whose distance is to die during sleep, Allah Almighty will not give them their souls back. That's it. And so many people die in their sleep. Allah Almighty took their soul when they were sleeping. It was time for them to die. Allah Almighty gave them the soul. وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّى. And for those whose distance is not to die in their sleep, Allah Almighty will give them their soul back. This is the description of the minor death. When we sleep, it's the minor death. Our soul is taken away from us. And if it's different for us to live again, Allah gives us back our soul again. And that's why we read in the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, when we wake up from sleep, he says, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama abatana. Praise be to Allah who gave us life after He gave us death. So the Messenger of Allah is reminding us that when we sleep, we die. Our soul is taken away from us. Sleeping is mentioned in the Quran 9 times. 7 times in the Makki surah and 2 times in the Madani surah. And we think that sleep is sleep. But the Quran has given us 5 stages for sleeping. And each one of those stages has a unique name. The first stage of sleeping, which is the introduction to sleeping, is as-sina. We read in Ayat al-Kursi, Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Sina is slumber. The introduction of sleeping. Then the second stage. ثم أنزل عليكم من بعد الغم أمنة نعاسا. The نعاس. Allah Almighty is telling the believers after the defeat in Uhud that He gave you nu'as, drowsiness. You're kind of sleeping, but you're not sleeping. You're drowsy. That's the second stage. Then we read in the Quran about the righteous, may Allah make us among them. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. That they used to sleep little at night. The word hujua is you sleep, but you know that you have to wake up to do something. It's not a total sleep. So the righteous, they sleep, but they know to have to wake up for tahajjud, ma yahjaun. Third stage. Fourth stage, which is longer sleep, is in Surah Al-Kahf. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ. You think they are awake, but they are lying down, rukud. And the last stage is وَجَعَلَ نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. The subat. And He made your sleep a rest. And this is the deep sleep that we see the dreams in. So 5 stages. The Quran is telling us that we go through before we actually fall into deep sleep. Slumber, drowsiness, the kind of sleep that you have to wake up to do something, lying down, and then deep sleep, the subat. And let me digress for a minute to talk about the sleep that the people of the cave went through. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَامًا وَهُمْ رُكُوبٌ. You think they are awake, but they are sleeping. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintained their bodies in a very good condition until they woke up after how many years? 309 years. وَلَبَثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ 309 years. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَامًا وَهُمْ رُكُوبٌ. You think they are awake, their eyes are open, but they're actually sleeping. And it's better to maintain the ability of the eye, keep it open so that the fresh air will come through. Second, وَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا. We struck on the ears for many years. What's the first thing that wakes a person up? The sound. So Allah Almighty said, we struck on their ears, they will not hear any sound. So they can see for that minute. Third is, وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. And we turn them to the right and to the left. And in the hospitals, they turn the patients to the right and to the left so they will not have body sores. And imagine you lying down on one side for so many years. Allah Almighty is saying, we turn them to the right and to the left. So many things in the Quran that we discover today that are miracles. Since we spend a third of our lifetime sleeping, Islam has given us etiquette. So we can make this 8 hours ibadah without us doing anything. And there's so many hadith that the Messenger of Allah is telling us about things we should do to make the sleeping ibadah. Not just ibadah, also maintenance for our bodies. Starting with etiquette before we sleep. He says, in the Hadith of Sahih Bukhari, أَطْفِئُوا الْمَصَابِيحَ إِذَا رَقَدْتُمْ وَغَلِّقُوا الْأَبْوَابَ وَخَمِّلُوا الطَّعَامَ وَالشَّرَابَ. He says, before we sleep, turn the light off. In our case today, turn the light and the gas off. وغلقوا الأبواب, close the door. Nobody says I live in a safe area and leave the door open. No, close the door. وخمروا الطعام والشراب. Imagine this. He says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, secure the food and the water so we're going to get rotten. In our case today, put it in the fridge or in a cold place. This is 1400 years ago. And the Messenger of Allah is telling us what to do before we sleep. And he says, he forbid for people to sleep on a roof that has no support, like an unsafe area. And he said, whoever slept on a roof or a place that has no support and he dies because he fell down, it's unsafe, then he has committed, he committed suicide. The Messenger of Allah is telling us to be safe. And he's telling us, أَلَّا يَنَامْ بِمُفْرَدِهِ. In the hadith, that one should not sleep by himself. Have friends or relatives sleep, so be in the house. And he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, that let not two persons sleep under the same blanket, on the same bed, except a husband and a wife. There's no reason for two people to sleep on the same bed if they're not husband and wife. And he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, for the parents, that when the children reach the age of 7, teach them how to pray. And when they reach the age of 10, hold them responsible for praying. And also, فَرِقُوا بَيْنَهُمْ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ. Do not let your son and daughter sleep on the same bed when they reach the age of 10. He's telling us, صلى الله عليه وسلم, do not stay later than Isha prayer. كما يقرأ النوم قبل صلاة العشاء والحديث بعدها. That the Messenger of Allah did not like that we sleep before the Isha prayer because we're going to miss the Isha prayer. And he did not like that we talk and stay up late after Isha because it will be hard for us to wake up for Fajr. All of this, and this is just before sleep, all the ages. He's telling us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to pray the witr before we sleep. And Abu Hurairah said, the Messenger of Allah commanded me with three things, and one of them is to pray the witr before we sleep. He's telling us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make wudu before you sleep. And in the hadith, the angels will pray for the person that has wudu before he sleeps. And it tells us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when you sleep, when you start sleeping, sleep on the right side. And there's a lot of medical research about the benefits of sleeping on the right side. They say the left lung is smaller than the right lung. So when you sleep on the right side, you're putting less weight on the heart. And the medical research says, when you sleep on the right side, it takes the food between 2.5 hours to 4.5 hours to pass from the stomach to the intestine. Between 2.5 hours and 4.5 hours. If you sleep on the left side, it takes twice as long. It takes between 5 hours and 9 hours for the food to pass between the stomach and the intestine. It's not just sunnah to sleep on the right side. There's medical benefits. Who would like the food to stay in his stomach for 9 hours? And he's telling us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to sleep on our belly, on our stomach. Again, there's medical disadvantage for sleeping on our stomach. And children, infants, who sleep on their stomach, they are 3 times as likely to die of infant death syndrome than those who sleep on their side or their back. And in the hostels, when the parents leave the hostels with a new baby, instructions: do not let them sleep on their stomach. And this is sunnah from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then comes the dua that we make before we sleep. And there's so many of them. And most of them are not by us. First is ayat al-kursi, that all of us should know. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum. Second is al-ma'udat. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Third is reciting the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Aman al-Rasul. And in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, man qara'a al-ayataini min Surah Al-Baqarah fi laylatin kafata. Whoever recited the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah in one night before he sleeps or she sleeps, kafata. And that is, it will suffice him from Qiyam al-Layl, or it will protect him. Last is to recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. And the Messenger of Allah told Ali and Fatima, they asked him for a seven. And he said, I will not give you a seven, but I'll give you something better than seven. And that is, before you sleep, you recite Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. And Ali r.a. says, I kept doing the tasbihat before I sleep every single day. Even the day I was attacked by the Khawarij, I still did not forget to make those tasbihat. Now we're sleeping. And we wake up in the middle of the night, a nightmare. I saw something I do not like. The Messenger of Allah gives the good news. If you woke up in the middle of the night, switch sides. Seek refuge with Allah from shaitan. Do not tell anyone about what you've seen. And so many of us, when we see something bad, we tell everyone. Repeat it to ourselves. He says, Allah said, don't tell anybody if it is something bad. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَضُرُّ فَأَطَبَانَ is, it will not harm you. However disturbing it is, it will not harm you. And if you see something you like in your dream, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not because of you, but it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let him tell others that he trusts about what he saw in his dream, that he liked. So what happens if I cannot go to sleep? Make tasbihat. I'm not even talking about making wudu and praying the Hajj. If we wake up in the middle of the night in the hadith, And we make tasbihat and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dua is accepted. Let alone now we wake up and we pray to Allah. There are so many sunnahs that the Messenger of Allah is telling us that we make the 8 hours every single day ibadah for us. Not just ibadah, there's benefit for our body if we do it. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who follow the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. Amen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, الذي لا غيره ولا رب سواه. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله الله has made us Muslim. الحمد لله الله has made us Muslim. And الحمد لله الله has made us Muslim. Everything Allah Almighty told us to avoid is harmful for us. And everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do is good for us. Whether we know the hikmah or not. A lot of benefits, spiritual, medical, physical, emotional, by following the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look alone at sleeping and how medically our body benefits by sleeping on the right side. But even by putting our hand on our right cheek, the medical study says this is a discharge of electromagnetic waves that makes us relax by putting our hand on the right cheek when we sleep, which is the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah. Sleeping is ibadah for us. 8 hours for ibadah that we do not work hard on. And sleeping in Islam has its own rules as well. We find in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah مَنْ نَامَ عَلَى صَلَاءَ أَوْ نَسِيَهَا فَلْيُصَ اللَّهِ إِذَا ذَكَرَ. If you oversleep and oversleep, you miss the prayer, make it up. And even the fiqh rules about sleep. Within the hadith, رُفَعَ الْقَلَمْ عَنْ ثَلَاثَ. 3 people, they will not be held accountable for their actions. النَّائِمْ حَتَّى يَسْتَطْرِ. The one who is sleeping until he rests. How could you hold a person who's sleeping responsible for that? He's sleeping. وَعَلَى الصَّبِيِّ حَتَّى يَشِبْ. And the young man, the young woman, until they reach the age of puberty. وَعَلَى الْمَعْتُوحَ حَتَّى يَعْقِلْ. And the one who's mentally unstable, until they come back to their senses, and they become stable. So sleeping in Islam is not just that. And you and I have a chance to move with 8 hours ibadah of all. Make wudu before we sleep, inshaAllah. Recite the last 2 verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Recite Ayat al-Kursi. Recite Qul huwallahu ahad. Qul a'udhu bi al-falaq. Qul a'udhu bi an-nas. Sleeping on the right side to start with. Remembering Allah if you happen to wake up in the middle of the night. Switching sides and seeking refuge with Allah from shaitan if you see something you do not like. All this is there. So that we'll be ready for the next day. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا معصوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم ات نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها. اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم هذا الدعاء ومنك الاجابه. اللهم هذا الجهد عليك التكلان ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله. واقم الصلاه.